I'm the host of the NPR podcast, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Lubbock, Texas, for a visit with John Osborne, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance. John shares his personal passions and insights into cool things to do and see in Lubbock, fondly dubbed the Hub of West Texas. What a pleasure to meet you and come here to Lubbock. This, as you know, is my first time, so curiosity is what brought me here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. We were really excited to have you here in town and get a chance to showcase a lot of the things going on here in Lubbock.
So this is West Texas. Give us a geographic location in the giant state of Texas where you are.
Absolutely. If you think about the Texas Panhandle, which is that part that reaches up towards Oklahoma and Colorado and Kansas, we are on the southern end of that Texas Panhandle and on what is called the Llano Estacado, or the South Plains of Texas.
You're not too far from Interstate 35, and if you headed south, you'd go down to Dallas, and then you'd hit Austin, and then San Antonio, right?
Yeah, we are actually equidistant to both the east and west coast. We're about 5.5 hours from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, depending on where you're going. We're a similar type of distance from San Antonio and the Austin area. We're a couple hours from the Midland-Odessa, where the Permian Basin is and the big oil patch, and a couple hours from Amarillo, where there's quite a bit of ranching heritage there.
What's the draw? Why did the tourists come here and not the people on business, with people visiting or traveling cross-country? What brings them here?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't say Texas Tech University first. We've got fantastic athletic events that are going on year-round. We also have some great research that's taking place here. And then people that are just coming to visit to see what the university or Lubbock Christian University or any of our universities are all about. But we do get a lot of people that come here for sporting events. They come here for association meetings. They come here to enjoy and relax, maybe with a nice glass of wine. 80% of our grapes grown in Texas are grown right here in the South Plains, and they make some fantastic award-winning wines.
A couple places on campus that were pleasant surprises for me. One was the museum. How incredible. That really is. You would never expect to find such a world-class museum in West Texas.
You know, absolutely. And not only that, the art walk that goes through our Texas Tech University campus is first rate. The university actually takes funds for each capital improvement project and designates a portion of those funds to go towards public art. And it has made for world-class public art be on display throughout the campus. It's just beautiful. The quality is impeccable.
The other end of the campus, I was driving around and there were these giant mastodons that are out in the field. Tell us about that facility. That was definitely worth stopping in at.
Yes, Lubbock Lake Landmark. Actually, civilization has come to the South Plains more than 10,000 years ago. In fact, the Clovis Man had researchers found the civilization here in Lubbock before they found the Clovis Man. It actually being named the Lubbock Man because it was from the same time period. People that came here on the tall grass prairies, and there was a great water source that was here, good abundant animal life, and that civilization is still evidenced today by the archaeological digs that we continue.
Somebody said that as it's going on today, the archaeological digs, this has been going on for, what, 80 or 90 years?
That's right. They found evidence of the civilization many, many years ago, and they continue to have new discoveries every year. It's a real important part, not only for research to be done, civilization, but also it's important to just understand how people lived on the South Plains back then.
So you have, what, approximately 250,000 people right in the city limits?
Yeah, inside our city limits, we are. We're at 250,000 people, just about 310,000 people in our county. There's about 600,000 people in our kind of expanded area. And then when you start getting out into a radius of just over 60 miles, you're talking about closer to 60 to 100 miles. You're really talking about more than 1 million people.
And would I be correct in
doing the math and assuming that collectively with your university, state college and whatnot, you have over 40,000 students?
We're actually a little more than that. We're about 50,000 students. You look at our population and the growth that's taken place, we're actually the third largest city between I-35 and the Front Range of the Rockies. And it's been great to experience all the growth, the new retail, the new restaurants that have been coming in. We've got a lot of housing growth that's taking place as well. Even our attractions are expanding. The Wind Power Museum has just added a new facility. Our Agriculture Museum has just added on to new buildings. So it's been really exciting to see all the growth taking place in Lubbock.
When you think of Texas and the heart of Texas and the Hill Country, you think of brisket and barbecue. Not so much here, and yet I found out today that it's becoming a real hot topic right here.
The food that comes out of Lubbock, Texas is amazing. We've got some great chefs that live here in Lubbock, and the best part about it is that they have that real hometown hospitality when they're serving it to you. So not only is it great food, it's great service, quite the eclectic. Everything from traditional Texas food to Tex-Mex to Asian and barbecue, it really runs the gamut here.
And how about nightlife? Somebody told me today that there are something like there are more music venues here than in Austin. And there's even the Lubbock Sound. Incredible. And we talked about, tell us about Buddy Holly and how that has been going on for a long time here.
That's right. Buddy Holly actually was born and raised here. Although his life was cut short by that tragic accident, he had a tremendous amount of influence on a lot of musicians, including the Beatles. Waylon Jennings got his start here. John Denver actually went to school here. Natalie Maines grew up here in Lubbock, Texas. There are some fantastic artists in a lot of different genres that got their start in these great music venues that we have here.
That's pretty cool. And it's good for you at nighttime if you guys want to go out and do something.
There is. There's so much activities going on in the evening. Every day of the week, different venues putting on different shows. The Cactus Theater has some amazing talent that you're not going to find anywhere else. Showcased right here in just south of the downtown area.
And it follows that your 50,000 population of students bring this vitality to downtown that might not exist without the kids, right?
You know, they've got a lot of creativity, the students nowadays, and they're so incredibly smart. The average entrance exam has continued to climb for our universities, and that talent is being showcased right here in Lubbock.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot big time. I'm only here for 8 hours, and I show up in the morning, and you got the day off, and you can take me around and show me the things you're most proud of. What would we do?
Well, first thing we'd do is change your ticket so you'd have to stay here longer.
Give me a weekend.
Definitely we would want to take in a Texas Tech football game. We would want to play a round of golf at the Rawls course. We're going to want to make sure that we sip some great award-winning wines from one of our wineries. We'd probably take in a music venue over a lunch at one of our fantastic restaurants. Definitely need to stop by the Bear Museum of Agriculture, which has just incredible displays of agriculture and the history of agriculture, along with the Wind Power Museum. It's amazing to me how beautiful they can set up these wind machines and the diversity that they have provided us from an economic standpoint. And then I would definitely want to do a walk through the Ranching Heritage Center and on the art walk through campus. Gosh, we'd be in a rush to get it all done.
Not bad. Being 5 hours from anywhere else really major, you don't have to go anywhere to have a real full life here, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, our residents we're getting more and more every year, and we're finding that people want to be here because it's a very family-friendly atmosphere. There's a lot of fun attractions and things to do. We've got Four Golf that will be opening up here real soon, a new kind of playground, an adventure park, you call it, where you can do zip lining and go-karts that will be opening up next fall. There's just a lot of activities to do here, and visitors are finding out that it's a very affordable place to come.
And your employment, unemployment rate, it's good ratio.
Yeah, our unemployment rate is actually really low. We're right about 3% unemployment right now. And what's been really interesting is to see the fact that our workforce has grown about 20% over the last 5 years, and yet that unemployment rate has stayed very, very low. That means people are coming here and they're coming for jobs and that there are jobs to be had.
Where is the growth in jobs here?
You know, actually, if you look at all the industries, the growth has been pretty consistent amongst all of the industries. Our manufacturing is holding its own. It's not decreasing like in many places up in the Northeast. But some of our most significant areas of growth have been in professional and business services and financial services. Our tourism and hospitality as a result of the more and more visitors that are coming every year. And then obviously because our population is growing, we're seeing education and healthcare industries continue to add employees.
And I imagine because this is such a huge center of agricultural enterprises, of farms and ranches, that ag support industry would be big here too.
Absolutely. We grow about 4% of the world's cotton right here on the South Plains. We grow the majority of the cotton for Texas and the United States right here, but we also grow a lot of grain sorghum, and 80% of the grapes grown in Texas are grown here. That diversity of crops that are grown, along with the fact that just to the north of us is ranching area, and just to the south of us is the oil patch, you find that there's a lot of support services for each of those industries located right here to be centrally located, and research that's taking place, whether it be through the university or independent with corporations, they're finding that this is a great spot to be.
And one last thing, we'll dovetail from wine to environment because they go together. This is a very different area of Texas than what you would find in Corpus Christi or San Antonio, weather and environment and humidity wise. And there's a simple reason why.
We have beautiful weather year-round here, tremendous amount of sunshine, and yet even though we can warm up during the day in the summertime, we cool off at night to where it's beautiful to just sit out on one of our porches of our restaurants or to kick back on your own porch with family and friends and enjoy a nice cocktail and something good to eat. It's just a really nice weather and climate.
And that's altitude to a point, isn't it?
That's right. We're not too high in altitude so that we have a great growing season, but we're not so low in altitude that we get the humidity.
So your average run, what, 3,500 feet? 3,000?
Yeah, we're real close to about just under 3,000 feet above sea level right here, specific in Lubbock, and then it increases just a little bit as you move north.
Awesome. John Osborne, I wish I could spend more time with you, but we both got to go. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with John Osborne, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance. Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me, and let's change that flight so you can stay a little longer.
You know, I wish I could, but I'll come back.
Thank you.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Lubbock, Texas.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.